States.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr. What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Dr. Adriana from St. Francis Pet Care Center in Tarpon Springs, Florida.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. The show is produced by
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And also, when you dial the number 818-818-6401, you'll speak with Sydney, the ever-so-lovely Sydney at the network, and she'll put you on the air with us. You may hear a story today from Gabriella. She's into the studio. Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
But the show is brought to you by Vitacraft. And I will tell you, I have three rescue cats, and my cats go crazy for lick and lap. It is a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can get it at Vitacraft.us, at Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Life Boost Coffee. I will tell you, I am thrilled out of my whatever mind to have Life Boost back because it's my favorite coffee in the world. And I'm not just saying that. It is my favorite, and it's the best. LifeBoostCoffee.com/pets. You can get 58% off your first order, so I recommend buy a lot. Don't forget, join me in Costa Rica, October 6th, on vacation, a nice tour trip by Colette, 800-581-8942, booking number 1299-885. And also, Good Pets food supplements and treats are teaming up with Talkin' Pets to give you 10% discount by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. I also want to mention, don't forget, you can listen to us and stream. You can go to talkinpets.com and hit on listen live. You can go on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, or just tell Alexa, CRN4, tune in. You want to definitely listen on your favorite radio station. And if you can't hear us on a radio station in your area, call them and tell them that you need to pick up Talkin' Pets. By the way, that's what you're listening to. This is Talkin' Pets.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight are rolling by like thunder now, as I look in your eyes. Mi cuerpo es casi tuyo, tu cuerpo es casi yo. Dos islas que se buscan entre la niebla de las dos. Yo soy tu hombre y tú mi mujer.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. And always when Dr. Adriana's on, I've got to somewhere fit in Elle DeVoe. Because, and not because I have to, but I want to as well, because it's a great group.
Oh, yeah.
I know you love them.
Love them.
Yeah, so do I. So, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. We hope you have a great next Friday, or this coming Friday, I should say, which is that D-Day. So, enjoy it with your loved one, and, of course, with your pets as well. But no chocolates for the pets.
No.
So.
Oh, candy.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. 818-818-6401. You know, I do want to tell you, I mean, I am psyched. I sit here now on the show. I'm so glad they're back. And I have my coffee. And I'm drinking the Life Boost coffee, which I love. And I'm so happy to announce that Dr. Charles Livingston has joined back onto the program. And I love this coffee. And they nearly knocked me out of my chair when they said that for Talkin' Pets listeners, they were going to give 58% off on your first order, which I highly recommend buying a lot because it's the best coffee I've ever had, like I said. And not only do they have coffee, which is where they started, but they have tea and they have energy drinks. And the coffee now comes in pods. So if you have those Keurig machines, it's amazing. It's premium coffee. It is so good. And I have acid reflux. I get nothing from it. I mean, it just goes down smooth, but it gives me a lot of energy. It makes me feel good. So definitely Life Boost Coffee, 58% off. Go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, and that's where you can get your 58% off. But as we start the show, Dr. A.
Yeah.
You're all well, doing good, and everything's fine?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Good. So I want to say, you know, we're going to play a contest in this hour, and you can win something like we do sometimes in every hour. Mm-hmm. But it was funny because in a previous hour of the program when we were playing, there was a warthog sound.
Yes.
And my buddy Clark out there was listening, and he was like, he knew right away what it was because he said he took his grandsons to go see The Lion King. So it must have been Mufasa,
yeah,
probably. And I was trying to give out as many hints as I could that it was the warthog. So
yeah.
I'll give you a little hint today during the show. So you might win something like Vitacraft, or I think we're going to eventually give away some coffee. I'm not sure yet, so I'm talking premature, so I haven't heard yet. But we have books on dogs and cats, and I've got a penguin bracelet, more so for kids, I think. And then we have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets, and I've got some treats, supplements from Good Pets Foods that you could win. So play the game, but get ready for that. But right now, if you've got a medical question or a behavior question, now is the time to pick up the phone. Dr. Adriana is in the house at 818-818-6401. And when you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, the lovely Sydney, and she will put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. I want to ask you one of the simplest questions, kind of.
Yep.
And I know what it's like for me when I have to clip my cat's nails.
Mm-hmm.
But I do find, and it's weird, because I'll be sitting here working during the day, and I'm pretty much always in my office. And all of a sudden I look over, and there's Summer clipping off her own nails, and she bites them off. I'm like, what are you doing? But she's not real big on me doing it.
No.
But she'll bite them
she'll
off.
She'll bite them off.
But the one that loves when I do it is Shadow, my black cat.
Mm-hmm.
She will run up to my desk. She will hold her foot out, and she'll let me clip her nails.
Wow.
She's amazing. But what happens on a cat or a dog if you clip too far in? You hit that quick, right?
Yeah, it is painful, and you can make them bleed. With the cats, I feel like it's easier. You can just, like, you know, how you push down and the, you know, the nail.
Right, and the nail comes out.
So you can actually see the quick. It's very visible.
Yeah.
You can see it. So you're not... Yeah, you're safe if you just go, like, you can see that there is a very tip to it, and then it becomes wider. When it becomes wider, you're at more risk of getting that quick. So I always go with the narrowest part of the nail. You're safe. And same for the dogs. So sometimes it's more difficult with the dogs because some of them are pigmented. And those pigmented nails just go by the, you know, you see the same thing, the tip. So you got to go to the tip of that nail. Some dogs will allow the owners to kind of ground them with the little grounding devices that you can...
I was going to ask you about that, like the Dremel. Do animals, do cats and dogs do well? Because it does make a sound.
Not the cats. The dogs for sure, if you can get them used to it.
But can you still do damage? Could you still hit that quick with the Dremel?
You could, but you have to really work hard to get it. So it's easier to get a smooth end of the nail without really hurting the dog. It's just the vibration that can be a little bit uncomfortable. What I do is I hold the nail in between my fingers to kind of get that vibration effect more under control so that they don't feel as much.
You know, it's funny because there's a company that I'm talking to, and they invented this, hat.
Yeah.
And on the rim of the hat is, something that you, like, almost like a pad.
Yes.
And you put a treat, like peanut butter or something
peanut
on
butter.
It. And you kind of distract the animal while you're trimming your nails. It was a great idea.
Yeah. You use that. We use the cheese, like the spread cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have them lick the spread cheese while you do it.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, you're going to hear a story from Dr. Adriana, but then after that, we might play the animal sound game, and if you know what animal it is, you can win a prize. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to hear from you. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
And this is Gabriella.
Gabriella's first time at the show. So, she's your niece, right?
Yes.
Dr. A? Okay. This is Talking Pets. If you never see it, you won't believe it.
So you pick another fight, what's the difference? Progressive knows not all rides are smooth. Meet Peter. He loves his motorcycle. What he doesn't love is wind. Which is ironic, because wind is a big part of the whole wind-in-your-face motorcycle cliché. But nobody ever tells you how relentless a strong crosswind is, or the cliché wouldn't exist. Not every ride is smooth, but Progressive has your back. Get a quote to see if you can save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in D.C.
One of the most dynamic entertainers you will ever see. Don't miss Frankie Marino celebrating the biggest fans of the showroom at South Point. February 12th and 13th. Spellbinding energy and sheer entertainment. Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone. 702-797-8055. Frankie Marino celebrating the biggest fans at the showroom at South Point.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125.
800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Scientists in Australia have successfully produced the world's first kangaroo embryo through in vitro fertilization, or IVF, a feat they hailed as a groundbreaking achievement that could one day help save endangered species. The research could be pivotal for Australia's conservation efforts, given the country's urgent need to protect its endemic species after having one of the world's worst extinction records. Australia has lost at least 33 mammal species since a European settlement of the already inhabited continent, according to Australian non-profit Invasive Species Council, a higher rate of extinction than other continents on Earth in recent history. While the eastern grey kangaroos used in the trial are not endangered, many of Australia's marsupial species are, including koalas and Tasmanian devils. Scientists of the University of Queensland first assessed how kangaroo eggs and sperm develop in a laboratory before injecting a single sperm directly into a mature egg using a technique known as an intracytoplasmatic sperm injection, the university said Thursday. Andres Gambini, who led the research into the kangaroo embryo, said the technique could be applied to other animals under the threat of extinction. Our ultimate goal is to support the preservation of endangered marsupial species like koalas, Tasmanian devils, northern hairy-nosed wombats, and leatherback possums. He said, referring to mammals that carry their young in pouches and are in an iconic feature of Australia's unusual fauna. Access to marsupial tissues is challenging as they are less studied than domestic animals despite being iconic and integral to Australian biodiversity, he added. In 2022, the Australian government announced a 10-year plan to eliminate further extinctions, which included efforts to conserve more than 30% of land mass and protect 110 priority species across the country. More than 2,200 species and ecosystems in Australia are classified as threatened with extinction, according to a 2023 report by non-for-profit Australian Conservation Foundation. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our pet family on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Dr. Adriana.
Skipping every day. Boing, 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 boing. I'm a kangaroo, just a furry kangaroo. I'm always hopping everywhere, cause that's the thing to do. I'm very lean and slender, and I'm always on the run. So come and bounce around with me, we'll have a load of fun.
Oh, I was waiting for the boing, boing, boing.
Boing, boing, boing.
I wanted that boing, boing, boing. It was good. Anyway, so the number is 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
Let the games begin.
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name this creature, we're going to send out to you from Vitacraft. You can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks for your cats. We also have from Good Pets Foods, it's supplement treats for your dogs, Daily Probiotic. There's the Hip and Joint Plus and the Multivitamin. And we have books from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have the new one that just came out, which is called Laughter, It's Always the Best Medicine. So you can go with that book. You can go with a bracelet that we have, a little more on the kid side. If you're watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, you can see I'm holding it up. It's a lot of penguins. You can go with that, or you can go with the collapsible water bowl. We have the lime green today for your dog or cat. You can take it with you anywhere. You can clip it to your belt, or you can actually just stick it in your pocket. It folds all up. And Or you can go with a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles. If you can name what creature makes this sound. It almost sounds like a dog that doesn't want to give up his toy.
That's right.
But it's not a dog. But I will tell you, they are very playful, but that doesn't mean you want to walk up and give them a hug. And they are two colors, black and white. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and if you can name that creature, you can win something. So, I want to ask you a question. How many dogs go in heat, like what, every 6 months?
6 to 9, mm-hmm.
So there's not really like, okay, spring is here and they're going to go into heat, mm-hmm. or necessarily?
Not necessarily.
Okay. No. So, when they are going to have puppies, I had heard, you know, from someone that I recently talked to where a puppy got stuck.
Yes.
Do you usually assist, or what do you do?
You can. Sometimes you can, yeah. And sometimes we just have to do a C-section, you know. So sometimes you can gently, like, it depends of, like, if it's a big dog. If it's a small dog, you cannot really assist that. You would have to do a C-section. Because, unfortunately, if the dog is breached, it's impairing the natural, like, birth of all the other puppies, and then that would be a problem, you know. They could.
But if they're in the middle of giving birth and the mm-hmm. puppy is kind of stuck, do you have enough time to go to a vet?
No, I mean, depending where the bridging is happening, is it like just right there as it's coming out?
Yeah.
Or is it like right there with
kind of hanging there halfway?
That's the difference. But if it's like, if it's bridged between two horns inside, there's no way. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes instead of going out, they kind of do this,
right?
And then they get stuck like that.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even kind of know if it was stuck mm-hmm. up there because you can't see it. But
right.
if it's hanging out, you kind of know.
You can gently
kind of give some help.
Assist.
Without hurting the mom.
Yes.
So, and puppies are born blind, right?
Mm.
Their eyes are closed.
Their eyes are closed.
And then eventually they open
they
up.
They open.
But what about their hearing? Do they have hearing when they're born?
They can hear. Then their hearing
comes,
yeah.
Okay. So, what do you think about the aspect of, well, we know what puppy mills are,
mm-hmm.
and we know that they're not good,
no.
Because they breed dogs over and over and over, and the sad part is they're constantly breeding the female dog, known
yes.
as, technically,
they
as a bitch.
They don't get some breeders that are really for the love of the breed, they will breed those dogs until a certain age, then they will keep it as pets. That's how it's done. And they will give them a break, not being breeding,
right.
you know.
One right after another.
Right, exactly.
And then in puppy mills, the cages are piled on top of
piled
each other.
Piled on top of each other. Those dogs never really get to see the light of anything.
It's sad.
That's all they do.
But they end up in pet stores where they are beautified, you might say.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that you're not going to, like, when you bring them home, you're eventually going to see the bad side, medically or behavior.
Yeah.
So go to a responsible breeder, go to a rescue or your local shelter, best yet. And just make sure you do your homework before you get a pet like that. And by the way, this animal sound is still out there. I'll give you a big hint. Think China. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
On Wednesday, Richmond Animal Care and Control received a call about a dead dog who had been dumped off Riverside Drive. According to the Animal Welfare Agency, the dog was still alive, but in dire condition. In social media posts, the agency requests prayers explaining the abandoned dog's pitiful condition. RAC officers respond and discover the dog was alive, barely, and quickly responded to VVC. The pup is too cold to read a body temperature and has a heart rate of 50. Asking for prayers, we are still going to try and save him. Send all your warm, healing, and lovely prayers his way. Information is needed to find out who is responsible for the dog's condition. The shelter named him Riverside. And if you recognize him or have any information, please email Robert Lynchberg at rva.gov. Visit talkpets.com for more news and join our pet family on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Gabriella reporting for Talking Pets.
Everyone has heard of Bigfoot, the big, hairy, mythical creature that's been spotted in the woods of North America, especially in the Pacific Northwest. Well, it turns out there are similar beings in the state of Florida. there is the skunk ape, an ape-like beast that lives in the swamps and forests. And then there is a creature that has only been spotted in Putnam County in northeast Florida. Strangely, it's called the Barden Booger. While there are only a few hundred people in Barden, the tiny town where the creature was first seen, many residents claim to have had an experience with it. Called a booger, short for boogeyman, seems to be similar to Bigfoot. Though skeptics think the best is just an illusion caused by the swamp gas, but since the 1940s, people have been certain they've seen something in Barden that was truly there. Per the Florida Times Union, the first person to see it was a woman who witnessed what she thought was a tall man in a raincoat, but then realized his raincoat was actually fur, and it definitely was not human. Other witnesses say the booger has the face of a caveman, and he wears torn and dirty clothes. Someone else claims it has a rotten smell, so powerful that when a man tried to raise his rifle to shoot the booger, he was unable to maintain enough focus to fire off a shot. Nearly all accounts report that the creature is carrying a lantern. But Marie Dumont, the founder of the Mid-Florida Bigfoot Research Group, doesn't think that's actually the case. Telling ClickOrlando.com, whether it's truly a creature that walks around with a lantern, highly unlikely, but it could be that people are seeing a Bigfoot or skunk ape, or they're seeing a light moving through the woods. She had her own theory about the lantern, saying, "I personally think it's not a creature that's carrying a lantern, but it could be something else, Bigfoots or skunk apes. I tend to think that they could have special abilities that we would consider to be supernatural. So maybe they can turn into balls of light and wander around in the woods. I mean, there's no way that I can prove that. That's just a theory." Interestingly, Dumont said the skunk ape seen in South Florida are smaller, just 5 to 7 feet tall, and thinner, with not a lot of hair. Also, the footprints allegedly belonging to them only have 4 toes. Meanwhile, in North Florida, the creatures are reported to be more than like 6 to 9 feet high, with 5 toes. Dumont thinks they could even be 2 different species. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our pet family at Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Stinky, stinky, hey. Have you heard about the skunk ape climbing through the swamps of Florida? Have you smelled the skunk ape? He's a stinky, 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 stinky ape. He's just like...
There is a song for everything out there.
For certainly is. I don't know, it sounds to me more like some human being, like, you know, maybe a hermit, you know, carrying a lamp.
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Not really.
No?
No.
Well, the 4 toes versus the 5 toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But I don't know. I don't know if I believe in Bigfoot or not. I mean, there could be something out there.
I think there could be a person that just, like, lives off the grid and it's just not, you know, like, looking hairy and, you know, the species adapt according to their environment, et cetera. I don't know.
Liba. I've never seen a raincoat that looks like fur either.
Yeah. Liba in Greenwich, Connecticut. Liba, do you believe in Bigfoot?
Well, that's questionable.
So I got to ask you, Liba, your nephew, which I'm thrilled about, Christopher Abbott, stars in Wolfman, which is a great movie.
Great movie.
And I got to ask you, he turns into a wolf in that movie. Which is pretty interesting how they do all that makeup and everything. But
yeah.
Some people believe in werewolves. Some people believe in Bigfoot.
Wow.
You got to keep your eye on your nephew. If he all of a sudden starts getting really hairy, you might want to question that. It might not have been a makeup. It might have been him. But speaking of hairy, what do you think this is?
Is that a panda bear?
You think it's a what?
Panda bear.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You are absolutely correct.
I love your show.
Thank you. I love you, too, and thanks for loving the show. I appreciate that. And
I want to thank Dr. Adriana, that's her name,
yes.
Yeah.
From the last show. Thanks for your input. That really helped a lot.
Oh.
The bowel movement, diabetic.
Awesome. I'm glad.
Yes, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, Liba.
Awesome. And I want to give a shout-out to Bob Small up there and WGCH in Greenwich, Connecticut, for carrying the show. Bob and I have been friends for, decades, and he's a great guy. So,
if you want to meet Christopher's father, you could actually have an interview with him, but you take it off the line, you call me, and I'll give you his number.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be great. Actually, yes, we could do that. Or you have my email, right, Liba?
I don't, actually.
I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
It's okay if everybody else has it. It's my Talkin' Pets email. John Patch, JONPATCH, at TalkinPets.com. No G in the talking.
Okay.
And so you're correct on that panda. So I know sometimes you pay it forward. Did you want to go with something, or do you want to pay it forward?
I think I'll pay it forward.
Okay. Sounds good. I know you like to do that. And so Liba is paying it forward. And you get your very own werewolf. No, I mean Wolfman. No, I mean you get your very own gift from Talkin' Pets. And you don't even have to come on air. There you go. You don't even have to come on air. What we'll do is you can talk with Sydney, and she'll get it from you, and we'll ship it out to you. Just
it runs
call.
In the family. It runs in the family.
So, I did see, matter of fact, I'm a movie critic now. I've been a critic for about 30 years. And the thing is that I did see previews of a new movie with Christopher Abbott in it. So he's got another film coming out.
Yes, yes, he's doing good.
Yeah, he's doing very well.
Yes, he's a twerp.
He's a handsome man, so that helps him out. So, but give him our best from Talkin' Pets, and we'll be keeping our eye out on him.
Yeah, you could actually meet him if you have an interview with his father. He lives in Miami, Florida, anyways. So.
Oh, cool.
Christopher's father.
Yeah, Miami's beautiful down there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of growth in the Florida area for sure, but. Well, we're going to pay it forward, Liba, and give Chris our best. And thanks, as always, Liba, for paying it forward. And when someone calls up, the prize is actually theirs. 818-818-6401. You take care, Liba.
Thank you, John. I love you, Joe.
Bye.
Love you, too. Once again, that's Liba out there in Greenwich, Connecticut. You're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. If you don't want to come on, you can win something right now because Liba paid it forward. 818-818-6401. Just call. You can go with a book, or you can go with, we have the Good Pets Food Treats supplements for dogs. We have the Lick and Lap or the Purr Sticks for cats. We also have the collapsible water bowl. It has the Talkin' Pets logo on it. I do have that bracelet of penguins. A little more on the kid's side, but it's cute. Absolutely adorable. You can go with that or a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. That kind of fits in with the Wolfman movie. But it's actually about reptiles. So, and it's a music CD. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Before we go out to the break, Dr. Adriana, the myth. Does a female dog have to have a litter before spayed or no?
No.
There's no need for that?
No. And I would say this, and this is mostly for, like, those bigger dogs. Let them at least go through, like, their first heat cycle or second. The reason why is because that hormonal exposure is very important when they're developing. So they need that hormonal exposure for, like, the appropriate growth of the bone structure. once they have reached that point, and you can check that with your veterinarian, then you can get them spayed. For one thing, it's helping them develop proper joints, avoiding, preventing more like obesity as they get older, any joint-associated issues, traumas, hip dysplasia, and certainly some cancers too.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or
720-6040. Ugh. Does your morning coffee leave you with heartburn or an upset tummy? Regular coffee's high acidity can turn your daily ritual into a digestive nightmare. Meet Life Boost Coffee. Naturally low acid, smooth and gentle on the stomach. Enjoy bold, rich flavor without the burn. You know, for a limited time only, get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. But hurry, this deal won't last. Visit lifeboostcoffee/pets now to claim your discount. Finally, love your coffee and love your belly. Life Boost Coffee, brew the healthy choice.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Greska's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Greska's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Greska's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
U.S. Customs and Border Control agriculture specialists found 37 giant live beetles inside an air cargo shipment that had arrived at Los Angeles International Airport from Japan, authorities said this week. The packages of potato chips, chocolate, and various Japanese snacks that arrived at Los Angeles International Airport last month contained more than just tasty treats. Hidden inside the bundle were insects not fit for consumption, but ideal for exotic beetle enthusiasts. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agriculture specialists found 37 giant live beetles valued at $1,480 stashed inside an air cargo shipment that had arrived in California from Japan, authorities said this week. Exotic insects have become popular among collectors and invertebrate aficionados across the globe. Insects are frequently sold online and through underground sources, making them a lucrative part of the illegal wildlife trade. But they wreak havoc on forests and agriculture, according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. They may look harmless, but in reality, smuggled beetles pose a significant threat to our vital agricultural resources. Cheryl M. Davis, the director of field operations in Los Angeles for U.S. Customs and Border Protection, said in a news release, beetles can become a serious pest by eating plants, leaves, and roots, and by laying eggs on tree bark, which damage our forests. The U.S. Department of Agriculture requires those who want to import live insects into the United States to obtain a permit, but some try to flout those rules, officials said. The U.S. Department of Agriculture sees the beetles and will determine where the insects will go next. Officials say they likely will be donated to local zoos that have permits for such insects or will be preserved for a local collection. Who shipped those beetles or their intended final destination was not immediately clear. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our pet family on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe. Yesterday, suddenly.
Come on, everybody.
I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me.
My black cat.
Yesterday came suddenly.
So, did you get the connection?
Yes.
Beatles story? Beatles?
Beatles?
<Get it>?
Yes.
Wow.
So, a couple of stories I wanted to get to before we close out for the night. There's a bear video on our homepage at talkinpets.com, and you'll see it on there. This bear is gigantic. It's 525 pounds. And these people found this bear in Altadena, California, underneath their house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hiding from the fires, they believe.
Aww.
And it would come out and eat on whatever it could find until they eventually trapped it and relocated the bear. And thank God they relocated it.
Yeah.
And didn't do something else. And they had a video under there so you could see this bear sleeping and rolling over and snoring and everything else. It was amazing. But you can see the video at talkinpets.com. And by the way, any show... CRN, our network, our parent network, actually does the shows and the podcast for us, and they're on talkinpets.com, no G in the talking. So just click on podcast, and you can listen to any of the shows with Dr. Adriana or Dr. Linda or Dr. Sue or with Jasmine or, you know, anybody, Jilly. So you can listen to any of the programs that are on there at any time. And there is another story I wanted to mention, that a genotype of avian influenza type A H5N1, mostly found in wild birds and poultry, has now been discovered in dairy cattle. On January 31st, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services, and the National Veterinary Services Laboratories confirmed by whole genome sequence the first detection of H5N1 clad 2.3.4.4b and genotype D1.1 in dairy cattle. So basically, in a roundabout on this story, and what they're learning is that the bird flu has gone into a different strain.
Yeah.
And do you find that as a veterinarian that's typical, or?
Yeah. I mean, knowing the behavior of the this virus, the influenza virus tends to be highly, they adapt. So they have the capacity to mutate and then hence infect different species. So that's what's happening here. That H and those stand for like particles origin, a protein in the structure of this virus, and basically one of them they call it the yin and yang. So the N attaches to the cell and kind of like fuses to it, and the H part of it is detaches to the cell. In that process, you're actually destroying the cell that it attaches to. That's where the damage comes from.
So given H5N1's circulation among wild and migratory bird populations and its knack for infecting a broad range of mammalian species,
yes,
experts have expressed concern that H5N1 will eventually mutate into a strain capable of human-to-human transmission.
There is a potential there, yes.
It's pretty frightening.
Yeah.
I mean, you thought that it was bad with COVID, which it was. Many people lost their lives. And then everything was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talked about it here on the show, where all these wild animals were going into cities because there was nothing to keep them away from going into the main streets of the mm-hmm. cities, because there were no people, there were no cars. So they were going through there. And based on what they're finding with this, if it's not caught in advance and turns into a pandemic, the world will end as we know it in terms of, like, disease. Because these pandemics, and they're saying a lot of it's climate change, the warmer temperatures, and as a doctor, would you say in warmer temperatures that strains and viruses and illness can become more prevalent?
Not so much, but there's other factors like the wind, the particles, the way they are transmitted, because these are like droplets. So think about moist, little teeny tiny particles of moist. So it's very easy for them to just like, you know, like spread that way in aerosolized little teeny tiny particles of moist. Or cold droplets.
Well, not to scare you, but we hope to keep you in tune of what things, even if our government doesn't. But so I just want you all to be careful. Enjoy life as you can, because you never know if you have a tomorrow. And I do like to say that basically, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Haybrick.
And Gabriella.
This is Talkin' Pets. Spay new to your pets, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.
So long, farewell. I'll meet you soon. Adieu, adieu, adieu. To you and you and you.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.